It's wet. Dark and wet. It's the kind of weather that penetrates. It makes your skin feel itchy and oily. Dirty, kind of. But real, too. That's good. It's time for cheers. Sam and Diane. Norm Peterson. The coach. And then after he died, Woody. I don't have a TV now. But that's okay. The shows in my mind are almost always better. The theater crowd's just arriving.
This isn't the Jolson. We're three blocks. Oh, crap. Never mind. I'll walk. Idiot. Doesn't even know his own stupid business.
Look it.
Yeah. Granny delivers, Donnie.
The skinny one's Tigo. The big one's Fridge. They beat people up, take their money, kill them sometimes. The cab driver gets a third.
I'm gonna miss the curtain. If he doesn't know the city, I don't see how he can get a license.
Come here, honey.
One woman, they beat her head so hard against the sidewalk, they cracked the concrete. Another got away by running three blocks on a broken foot. Sometimes that's the only way people get saved. Suicidal bravery. Sometimes it's luck that saves them. Sometimes it's fate.
Hey, Fridge, here's another one. You ever see anybody with so much change in their voice, huh, Fridge? You ever see... What? Who are you? Hey, no! Ah!
Yeah, usually it's fate. But sometimes it's me.
And sometimes it's us. Okay, everybody, freeze!
Damn, I was talking out loud again.
Oh, God. Finally, the cops. Is my purse around here someplace?
The police are gone.
That bum in the mask was trying to help me. Do you think I should give him some money? After all, I could have been raped and murdered. Hey, you're not.
No, I'm not. Not.
Say, Todd, you remember a woman back there?
Nah, if there was a victim or something, we'd have seen her.
I guess. What'll we do with Laughing Boy?
Well, let's drop him at County Mental Health.
County's full.
How about St. Jude Psychiatric?
Don't have any room either.
Well, we gotta drop him somewhere. He only threatened Fridge.
Yeah, I almost envy him.
Really? Why's that?
Because the world's awful. It must be great to do anything you want and have other people clean up your mess.
Yeah, like us.
I hate this. I don't remember where I was this week. I saw a paper. Said it was Friday. Last I remember, it was Sunday. I'm out of control again. Oh, God. It started again. The pounding. God, I wish I wasn't drunk. At least that would explain this. Great. Where the heck am I now? So now what? What the heck? Little hands? Why are these little hands sprouting around me? Each is as strong as a man. Hungry as death. They will drag a man down to nothingness. To oblivion! Starting to fade. It's starting to come back to me now. Back to Australia. Not the Australia they teach you about. Melbourne, Sydney, the outback. No, the real Australia. The smoking caves. The gods who eat mountains. The flying dragons. The rivers of gold. The leopard queen. Taunting me. Almost an enemy. Beautiful and feral as the great beast she runs with. Still she inspires me. For her I can be a hero.
Here's the first question. If you were lost in an airport, what's the first thing you'd do? These questions just help us to get to know you. So...
I've never been in an airport.
Oh, goody. I'll just mark that right down.
I never seen a social worker who dressed like you, neither. Sort of like a hooker.
Thanks for sharing that. I'll take it under advisement. Keeping in mind that I have a job, while you have a blanket with vomit on it. Hello, City Health and Human Services.
I did it for you, Julie. The pain, the sex, it was all for you.
Phone creeps. Not again. Listen, filth. Oh, hello, Sergeant Okona. You've got him again? Hold on to him, I'll be right down. Yes, I know he gives you a lot of trouble. I know you don't get paid nearly enough. I'll bring the usual. Bye. If it weren't for the graft, corruption, and violence, this city wouldn't be any fun at all. So here I am again, bailing him out. Assault and battery, breaking and entering, attempted murder. Every time it's something different. He really thinks he's some kind of flaming superhero. Not that the city couldn't use one. Hi, Okona. You got a package here for me?
Yeah. You shouldn't hang around with these creeps, Miss Julie. It was another rape last night.
If you don't act stupid, you don't get raped.
Blame the victim, why don't ya?
It's a hard world, Okona. There's always enough blame to go around. Hey, Max. It's getting harder and harder to buy you out of here. You almost bit off Baker's finger this time.
I didn't do it.
Well, he just got 12 stitches to hold his hand together. If it wasn't you, then who did it?
It was the mask.
Right.
I warned him not to get too close.
Let's just drop it, okay? You need some new clothes, some food, and a hot bath.
Okay. But no bubbles this time. They come out of the ground, pulling me down. I have to fight back or be destroyed. Then I wake up. As usual, it was all a dream.
Alley-oop, Snooks. It's almost night. This is my house, not a hotel. I bought you a coat and hat so you won't be quite so conspicuous. Not that being large, violent, purple, and yellow isn't a good disguise.
So, Glory, where'd you get the knife?
From my pot. For protection. It says it's dangerous around here.
What do you want to do while the jacket's dry?
I don't know. That's a really existential day, like Darby O'Gill and the Little People or something. Hey, Tommy, cut it out, okay? God, just because we're drawing jackets together doesn't mean you get, like, touching privileges. Go get some coats, okay? And cool off.
Sure, Glory. Jeez, don't get mad.
That Tommy, what a doof. But he's a sweet doof. Huh? There.
The machines begin to leak and belch in my presence. I can hear the beating of her heart. She is like a small, delicious slug. I have only to close my hand to possess her.
Crap!
Ah, honey, I'm whole. No, I do not think you will.
Listen, Glory, if you're always going to send me out to buy Cokes and burgers and stuff, then we're going steady. Yeah, that's what I'll say. And if we're going steady, then that means... Glory?
I hurt, Tommy. Oh, God. He did things to me.
Coming up in 1 hour, we got a cool interview with Young Blood. Right now, we got some more Groovies Rock Blocks from the 70s. This is WTHC.
Try not to get into any fights, okay, Max?
The woman I saved yesterday was raped and mutilated. It said so on the news. I have to do something about that.
Spoken like a true fanatic. A few women who can't take care of themselves get messed with, and you ride to the rescue. Who are you to assume responsibility for their lives?
I am the Max. Answer your phone.
Hello?
The others cry out for you, Julie Winters. Their screams of agony are the kisses that I place along your neck.
That's very interesting. Tell me more.
Doubtless one of your friends in the police department has tapped this line. No matter. I'm having a servant of mine place this call.
Hey, don't I know that guy? And what's he doing with two phones? And why doesn't anyone else notice he's only a foot and a half high? He's one of those underground things from my dream. Only black. And faster. Rats. Too narrow. But it's slowing him down, too. Maybe enough for me to cut around and nab him. Now, easy. Crap. Didn't know they could jump. Gotcha. Now what do I do with him? Don't jump at me, you little... Gone. Damn. But if he can bite through steel... Why is he running from... Crap!
Greetings, Brer Lallop.
Who the hell are you?
I'm amazed. You really don't remember any of it. Not the girl, or the ears. Or the blood wars on me?
Then it wasn't all a dream. Unless I was dreaming now.
Too bad. I normally hate killing amnesiacs.
Oh, God. Now I remember. It was all coming back to me. I could feel the hot sun on my back skin and the grasses under my toes. Those little creatures were is, but twisted and changed by being moved to this world.
True enough. Too bad you'll be eaten before you have a chance to mutter this to anyone.
Damn. Still talking out loud.
Whole weeks of dieting, cottage cheese and fruit plates and yogurt, and she's gained 5 pounds?
Oh, poop.
Maybe there was something in the fridge. Something unfattening. Something nice.
Nothing ever happens to me.
I mean, I get up, I go to summer school for stupid algebra, I work on my car. Nothing. Like today, I'm late for this CPR class. I'm teaching for extra PE credit, and I gotta stop for gas. It's about 1,000 degrees out. But that's nothing special. I would just wish something weird would happen. Really shake my life up. Not like what happened to Glory, of course. I went to see her at the hospital a couple of days ago. That was kind of gross. She's all bandaged up and can't talk good, and there are these burn marks on her wrists. Made me feel bad. She said they think they can save her fingers. My dad said it happened because she's a tramp, but I don't think so. Things just happen is all, but not to me. That's funny. There's an old woman in the station wagon who looks just like my grandmother. In fact, they all do. They all look just alike. Huh. And there's a black tarp over the station. I never noticed that. It looks almost alive. And it's slipping down, covering the station. Weird. Maybe it's some kind of automatic sunshade. But you can't see to pump gas in there. What if there's a switch? If I was to tug on this thing really hard... Oh, I get it. It's that guy's cape. That's a relief. I was afraid I broke it. Of course, now I got two big guys fighting on the hood of my car.
Give it up, prayer lad. You. No. Julie Winters is the one I want. She. The strong one. The one who pulled through your strings.
What are you talking about?
It's kind of neat, actually.
And who the hell are you?
You really don't remember anything important, do you, Brer Lappin? I'm Mr. Gorn, a student of the Mystic Arts. Unfortunately, an untalented student, or I wouldn't have to keep shooting fools like you.
Hey, put that down, or I'll...
I thought I saw a woman in there. Now surrender, hopping boy, or this charming young chippy is added to my score. My hostage! You killed my hostage! You killed my hostage! You killed my hostage! You killed me!
Ouchie.
Never do that again! Brother, nothing's easy.
Do you want me to call for an ambulance or something? That was really smart how you realized that was my CPR practice dummy. You did realize that was my CPR practice dummy, right, mister? Mm. Right?
A dummy? Right.
It was the little old lady. They must have jumped out of the station wagon from before. I was starting to think it was getting pretty hazardous around here. Well, it was nice to meet you. I gotta be going now. He didn't say anything, but then he was pretty busy. I guess he's the sort of guy things happen to all the time.
Too many. Can't fight them all. Blacking out. Lost too much blood. Pain. Have to find Julia.
Gotta be with an angel. Aha! There. And that should cover you nicely. After all, we don't want the locals seeing Granny's clipped to trash bins by their teeth.